Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
What vital lessons can be learned in our story today? The first is this: God always has the right assessment of every situation. People worshiping and offering sacrifices all over Israel, how lovely. "No," said the Lord, "this is blasphemy." He sends a, quote, man of God from Judah to Bethel, 1 Kings 13:1, with his message, quote, "O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you." Verse 2. Imagine preaching to an inanimate altar, suggesting it would be more receptive than the people would be. The Lord provided two pieces of evidence that he was behind this word. First, he prophesied the name of Josiah 300 years before his birth. Then, quote, "The altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord." Verse 5. "Not enough proof for you, Jeroboam? Here's something more personal." Quote, "He stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, 'Arrest him!' Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered, so that he could not pull it back to himself." Verse 4. Clearly, miracles alone don't elicit faith. See John 12, verse 37. Nonetheless, Jeroboam realizes he is shut up to God for help. Asking for mercy, the Lord restored his hand. But when the king invites the man of God to the palace for a meal and a reward, he replies that the same God who spoke through him had also spoken to him. Quote, "You shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came." Verse 9. He would not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. See Psalm 1, verse 1. His mission was complete, so he headed for home.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.